Oasis Audio presents The Tattletale Mystery by Gertrude Chandler Warner. Read for you by Amy Lilly. Directed and engineered by Dirk Gallant. Chapter 1. Who threw that?
I sure hope it flies,
cried six-year-old Benny as he jumped to his feet.
Do you think it will?
There's only one way to find out, said Henry, who was 14. Toss it in the air and see what happens.
It was a warm August afternoon, and the four Alden children, Henry, Jesse, Violet, and Benny, were in a little park on the edge of the town of Greenfield. They were making paper airplanes while their dog, Watch, dozed in the sun nearby.
I guess you're right, Henry, said Benny. There's only one way to find out.
And he tossed his paper airplane into the air.
Look!
Benny began hopping up and down excitedly.
It's flying! Way to go, Benny!
10-year-old Violet clapped her hands and cheered. Jessie, who was 12, gave her little brother a thumbs up.
Great job, Benny!
Watch, who was awake from his nap, went racing across the park. A moment later, he came running back with Benny's airplane in his mouth. Wagging his tail, the dog dropped the airplane at Benny's feet.
Thanks, Watch!
As Benny bent to pick it up, a frown crossed his round face.
Uh-oh.
What is it, Benny?
Jessie asked.
Watch chewed it up a bit,
Benny told her.
I don't think it'll fly anymore.
Never mind, Benny.
Violet had folded a square sheet of purple paper into the shape of an airplane. Then she drew a rainbow pattern on the wings with her colored pencils.
You can have this one when I'm done, she offered.
Violet was artistic and liked making beautiful things. Sitting down again, Benny shook his head.
That's okay, Violet.
He shoved the chewed-up airplane into his back pocket.
I can make another one in no time.
And he reached for another sheet of paper.
Just remember, said Jessie, who often acted like a mother to her younger brother and sister, the important thing is to make sure the corners and the ends of the paper fit together when you make the folds.
Violet looked up and waved to Mrs. Spencer. Mrs. Spencer was a neighbor and a good friend of the Aldens. She lived across the street from the park, and today the children had helped her bring groceries home from the supermarket. Now she waved to them from her front porch.
Why don't you come and get some lemonade before you go?
She called.
Oh, thank you, Mrs. Spencer,
said Jessie, walking up the steps with her brothers and sister.
We could use something cold right now.
Mrs. Spencer poured lemonade into tall glasses. Then she sighed and smiled.
Watching you in the park cheers me up a bit. I remember my school days with my best friend, Millie Manchester. I used to pass her messages on paper airplanes.
Really?
Benny stared wide-eyed.
Did you ever get caught?
Yes, I did,
Mrs. Spencer replied, as she made herself comfortable on a porch chair.
And the teacher made us stay after school. We had to write, I will not throw paper airplanes in school 100 times on the blackboard.
Wow!
Benny's big eyes grew even rounder.
I bet that took a long time.
Henry, Jessie, and Violet laughed. They couldn't imagine Mrs. Spencer throwing paper airplanes. She was such a sweet lady, and it was hard to think of her getting into trouble at school.
Have we ever told you about our old days, Mrs. Spencer?
Jessie asked.
When we lived in the boxcar?
Why, your grandfather told me. It sounds like quite an adventure, said Mrs. Spencer.
After their parents died, the four Alden children had run away. For a while, their home was an old abandoned boxcar in the woods. But then their grandfather, James Alden, found them, and he brought his grandchildren to live with him in his big white house in Connecticut. Even the boxcar was given a special place in the backyard. The children often used it as a clubhouse.
Did our grandfather tell you about Watch?
Benny wanted to know.
About how we found him when we were living in the boxcar?
Jessie smiled.
Mrs. Spencer knows, Benny, she said. And she knows how lucky we are to have Grandfather and Mrs. McGregor now, too.
Mrs. McGregor was the Alden's housekeeper and a wonderful cook.
Speaking of Mrs. McGregor,
said Benny,
it's almost time for lunch,
Violet finished for him.
This made everyone laugh. The youngest Alden was always thinking about food.
Making paper airplanes gives me an appetite,
Benny said with a grin. Everything gives you an appetite, Benny, Henry teased. The children thanked Mrs. Spencer for the lemonade and headed home with their paper airplanes. By the time they reached their own backyard, Violet had been quiet for a long time. She seemed lost in her own thoughts. Jessie could tell something was troubling her.
Violet, she asked, is anything wrong?
I was just thinking about Mrs. Spencer, Violet answered. Did you notice anything different about her today?
Jessie thought for a moment.
Well, she did seem a bit distracted.
I noticed that too, said Henry.
Violet sighed.
She just wasn't her usual cheery self.
Just then, Watch flattened his ears and let out a whine. Henry looked up.
What is it, Watch?
Their little dog tilted his head as if he were listening to something that no one else could hear. A moment later, he ran over to the back fence and began to bark.
I wonder why Watch is acting so weird, said Benny.
Jessie pulled a dog biscuit from her back pocket. Come
here, Watch,
she shouted, waving the biscuit in the air. At the sound of Jessie's voice, Watch came running. It wasn't long before his tail was wagging happily as he munched on his treat.
Well, that did the trick, said Violet.
Benny nodded.
Food always does a trick for me, too.
We get the hint, Benny, Henry laughed. Let's have an airplane race, then you can get lunch.
On the count of three, they threw their paper airplanes into the air. Jessie's took a nosedive first, followed by Henry's, and then Violet's. Benny's airplane made it all the way to the fence, and the others let out a cheer.
Looks like we have a champ, said Henry.
Benny beamed.
I never thought I'd beat you in a race, Henry.
Henry smiled.
Size doesn't matter, Benny. Not when it comes to flying paper airplanes.
Or finding clues,
Benny reminded his brother.
Right?
The others nodded in agreement. The Aldens loved mysteries, and together they'd managed to solve quite a few. As their dog came running over, Benny hurried off to get their airplanes. Henry knelt down and wrapped his arms around Watch's neck.
Better stay here, Watch, he said. Airplanes won't fly if they're all chewed up.
A moment later, Benny came running back, shaking his head. He was still shaking his head when they sat cross-legged under the tree.
There's something I don't get, he said.
What is it, Benny?
Jessie asked. Benny looked around at them.
I thought there were four airplanes in the race.
Well, that's right, Henry replied. Couldn't you find them all?
Oh, I found them all,
Benny was quick to reply. Then he got a funny look on his face.
The problem is, I found too many.
They all looked over at him in surprise.
What do you mean, Benny?
Violet asked. Benny set the paper airplanes down, one at a time, on the grass, while he counted aloud.
One, two, three, four, five.
That's weird, said Jessie. How can there be five airplanes?
Well,
Violet thought for a minute.
Benny did make two, remember?
But I've still got the chewed up one in my pocket,
said Benny, and he pulled it out for Violet to see.
Then one of those airplanes isn't ours,
concluded Henry. Jessie blinked.
Well, how can that be?
Maybe Watch made one when we weren't looking,
said Henry. He sounded serious, but there was a teasing twinkle in his eye. Benny looked up at his older brother.
Watch is a smart dog, but not that smart.
Jessie took a closer look at one of the airplanes. Carefully, she unfolded it. As she flattened out the creases, her eyebrows suddenly shot up. What in the world? Her voice trailed off. Violet moved closer to her sister.
What's wrong, Jessie?
Jessie didn't answer right away. It's the strangest thing, she said at last. There's a message on this airplane. Confused, the other Aldens looked at one another. What kind of message would be on a paper airplane that came from out of nowhere?